Madam Coordinator and Mr. Coordinator. Thank you once again for this opportunity to share India's views on this panel on methods of clearance of IEDs. I thank the panelists for their detailed presentations. Allow me now to present India's views with reference to the guiding questions on this topic. What challenges do you encounter with regard to clearance of IED in general, and in particular with regard to urban environments? There are various challenges that our security forces face while handling IED incidents. They are primarily due to the requirement to ensure minimal collateral damage and injuries to civilians as well as security forces. Some of the routine challenges are detection of unknown type of an IED, wherein new innovative method has been adopted by terrorists regarding initiating mechanism, explosives, and placement of IED. Accessibility of counter IED equipment is also a challenge, as CID equipment, especially large equipment like remotely operated IED handling vehicles and X-ray machines, cannot be taken to inaccessible places due to the nature of the terrain. Further, exact pattern of IEDs is difficult to discern, since placement and initiation techniques of IEDs is changed continuously by the terrorists. The challenges faced by the security forces during IED clearance in urban environments are far greater, since these have to be neutralized or destroyed in built-up areas with considerable population. Some of these challenges are as follows. Evacuation of civil population in a safe and timely manner, ensuring their safety, is critical for undertaking effective IED clearance. Further, search areas in urban environments are very confined, and thus it reduces the strength of the IED clearance team. Clearance of IEDs in an urban environment requires timely clearance, and thus there are competing requirements of timely clearance of IED versus safety of troops. Carriage of IED for safe disposal also becomes a major issue, as in-situ destruction of IEDs is generally not possible in urban environments. Therefore, carriage of IEDs using bomb containment cans to a safe disposal area becomes essential. Safety of building and property is of prime importance. Hence, extra precautions to avoid collateral damage have to be taken while undertaking IED clearance operations. There is always a requirement of coordination with multiple agencies like the police, the health department, and other government officials. At a certain time, excessive media coverage also builds unnecessary pressure on troops. Regarding the question on how are you adjusting clearance operations to overcome these challenges, these are the views of my delegation. To meet the evolving challenges involved in handling of IEDs, our security forces regularly update and refine their clearance operations standard operating procedures. Further, adequate impetus is given to key focus areas of educating the local population in identification and threats posed by IEDs by providing them knowledge on possible dangers of handling IEDs. Further, ways of incorporating civilian administration resources for all counter IED operations, including crowd control during clearance operations, are also being refined. To prevent any injuries to security forces as well as civilians, remote handling of IEDs using remotely operated vehicles is resorted to move the IEDs as far away as possible from inhabited areas. If that is not possible, then all possible means are employed for mitigation of damage which may be caused due to the blast, including precautionary evacuation of civilians residing in the area. Effective use of explosive detector dogs and extensive training is also undertaken. Mapping and marking of evacuation routes and use of drones for effective traffic management is also undertaken. In addition, we try to generate trends of IED incidents and thereafter use and study the IED database and case studies of previous incidents in similar locations. Our security forces continuously train for high levels of alertness, awareness, surveillance and expertise in handling IEDs. Finally, are there any noteworthy technical innovations or new means of clearance that can be observed in our context? Our security forces and centers of excellence continuously aim and work to develop technical innovations or new means of clearance that can assist in the handling of IEDs and reduce chances of casualties. Some of the latest techniques are aerial search through drones and quadcopters, use of remotely operated vehicles, mini ROVs, improvised ROVs, and deployment of jammers for additional security. A synergized approach incorporating specialist explosive ordnance disposal personnel, trained canines, and latest counter-IED equipment to achieve a high degree of success in search and detection of IEDs is resorted to. I thank you.